Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
It was not a long conversation, to be honest with you, because it was not what I expected.
Today on My First Time, phone sex. In this day and age of webcamming, sending nudes and sexting, there's something pretty retro about it. Why pay to call an anonymous person on the phone when you can just fire up Pornhub and get an X-rated film for free? And who exactly are you talking to on the other side of the line?
Hi, this is Angelica, and this is the story of the first time that I had phone sex.
Our guest today, Angelica, has been a professional phone sex operator for 4 years. She's smart, she's business-minded, and she's very, very good at it. I'll let her explain how she got into the industry.
A couple of years ago, I actually was working for Blue Zebra. Basically, that's a strip joint. There was a dancer, she actually would always talk about it, how much money she's actually making and working from home, and that kind of sold it. So I gave it a go. And that's how I was introduced to this. I've never thought about doing phone sex before until, you know, the actual dancer started talking about it and how much fun she was having and the different types of personalities she was, you know, getting to know. And then obviously the most important thing is how much money she was making. She would basically say on a weekly basis, she commits to a good amount of hours, but she gets like $1,000 checks every week. And in the beginning, I wasn't too sure about it because we would talk about it all the time. To be honest with you, I was their makeup artist. I was working at Blue Zebra. I would do their makeup, prep them, and then they would dance. But we would have a lot of conversation, and she would tell me, look, I spoke to this guy, and then I got a big chunk of change at the end of the week. And I'm like, well, wait, that can't be real. It's impossible for you to make $1,000 just working from home.
It's not as simple as just picking up the phone and having a chat. Turns out the phone sex business has its own way of categorizing callers.
The way the company was set up is they do give you heads up as far as you have to build certain characters. Because the way it works is they'll give you a list of the categories of these guys' fantasies. Based on that information, of course, you have to come up with so many different characters. It was a little bit challenging in the beginning. Even the other agents that, you know, I've communicated with in the past, it does take them a little bit just to kind of get the hang of it as far as the psychological aspect of it. But they do prep you. The company does prep you on, in a sense, okay, here's a list of the call tags and you have to build a character based on every call tag. So while you're on the phone, the way the system's set up with this company is very, very simple. They'll give you a hint on what the caller's selecting. So you can prep your character based on that.
Believe it or not, even though sometimes they might choose the categories, the conversation always goes a different direction. It all depends on me, how well I approach the caller, if I rush into sex, or if I actually make him get comfortable with me to open up. Most of my callers, honestly, it's an emotional connection. They'll select barely legal, meaning they want to talk to someone who's 18. They'll select anything goes, meaning like the conversation could be about anything. There's MILF, there's cougar, there's so many different types of categories. You just have to build a character based on what they're selecting. But most of the time, honestly, I end up just having a normal conversation with these guys.
I guess the term phone sex is a bit of a misnomer. I mean, Angelica is never going to have actual intercourse with any of her callers. It's more about the sexual fantasy they're spinning with each other. That's the real turn on.
The first time I actually had phone sex, it was a caller who was on an anything goes call tag. Basically, he approached me. He said, are you open-minded? You know, are you willing to do everything and anything for me? And I was like, of course, I'm willing to do anything and everything for you. And he was like, okay, well, I want you to, this is kind of weird, but it's weird. It was my first call. It threw me off. But he was like, I want you to blow in my ass. And I'm like, wait, it's over the phone. I can't do any of that. He's like, okay, do me a favor, grab your blow dryer. I was like, what do you mean grab my blow dryer? He's like, yeah, just grab your blow dryer, turn on your blow dryer. While you have your blow dryer on, I'm going to assume the position and I just want you to talk to me. That was my actual first call. I was lost. I didn't know what to do, but I guess he guided me on how to handle it. It was not a long conversation, to be honest with you, because it was not what I expected. I expected to talk to someone who just wanted to have the traditional phone sex, I guess. More like, oh, what are you wearing? What are you doing? Do this for me. That type of conversation. But no, it was a very unique conversation. I wasn't expecting it, honestly. But and then I was like, all right, well, I'm calling a fantasy service for a reason. These guys are calling a private line to express everything and anything because they can't actually tell anyone in real life. They can't express their feelings or their fantasies to their partner because they're going to get the reaction of, like, what is wrong with you? Why would you want that type of fantasy? So, and then I started understanding. I didn't quit or anything. It was a bit challenging. The second time when I logged in, I started having a normal conversation with a couple of guys, and then I opened up more. I was very timid. Like, I was very closed up, to be honest with you. I didn't expect everything that came at me while I was on the phone. But I guess I grew up and I experienced it now. I feel like I'm not just a phone sex operator. I'm literally like a therapist. These guys open up to me about everything.
We're going to come back to the emotional connection that Angelica has with her clients. It's definitely a large part of the job. But like every fulfilling sexual encounter, phone sex requires planning and communication.
When you're working in the corporate world, let's say, they're telling you to come from this time to this time, which is structure, right? So you kind of have that pressure on you of understanding, okay, I have to show up at 8 and leave at 5. If I don't show up to my work, then I'm going to get fired. Well, working, being a phone sex operator, if you don't set a structure for yourself, you will get distracted. You'll get distracted as in you're at home. You have 24 hours to do good damage, as in log in, put in good amount of hours. But if you don't do that, you will lose the contract because you're going to procrastinate. You're going to come up with excuses of, I have things to do today. I can't log in. Oh, I have things to do on Tuesday and Wednesday. The next thing you know, it's like Friday already. I've done that before. And honestly, it was a lot more stressful for me because I'm like, no matter what, I had to do the 20 by the end of Sunday. I understand it's a company. That's how they're making money. But and then I was stuck the whole weekend on the phone when I could have been smart about it. That's why I always tell myself, Angelica, you got to work smart, not hard.
don't procrastinate and wait last minute. Now I have a structure. Now every day, minimum of 6 hours, I log in no matter what. They do have a requirement where you have to give them 20 hours a week. But I mean, if I could make $1,000, $2,000 a week, why would I settle for the 20 hours? It varies, because just because you're putting 20 hours does not mean you already know how much you're going to get paid. No, it's a gamble. Some callers will stay on the phone for a minute. Some callers will stay on for 45 minutes. It's all about building your talk time. The longer you hold them on the phone, the more money you're going to make. So the goal is to have conversational skills. But I'm in my comfort zone. I'm at home. The only thing that I've purchased that I have to worry about every month is my phone bill. That's it. I bring in so much money. The only thing I worry about is my phone bill. I just get to talk to so many different characters, and I build my own characters. And then at the end of the week, I get a check. So as far as pay rates, I don't select any pay rates. It's based on how long you're holding each caller on the phone. At the end of the week, every call that you took, it'll give you one final average hold time and an efficiency. Based on those two numbers, it'll generate a pay rate for you. And then it'll times it by the talk time you have for the week.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We've had a number of women who work in the sex industry on My First Time. Everyone from strippers to webcam girls to phone sex operators. And what always strikes me is how much they talk about their services being a kind of therapeutic outlet for their male clients. They're places where men can actually talk about their desires or act them out without feeling ashamed or vulnerable.
Well, these guys, when the callers are calling in the service, you know, the first thing I'm assuming is it's going to be about phone sex. But, and then they start opening up to me about, you know, their wife cheated on them, or he got fired, or, you know what, the wife divorced him and the kids are no longer with him. And he's just venting. They're just opening up. There's so many different, you know, stories that these guys come up with, but mostly, to be honest with you, is because their partner left them. So they have nowhere to go to express how they feel. Sometimes they'll admit their faults, why their partner left them, and sometimes they'll just bash their partner and blame their partner by saying, oh, you know what, it's their fault. I was a good person. I did everything for them, but it was just never enough. So as far as me, I just listen. And I'm very, you know, sympathetic. And I would tell them, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. But you know what? There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. You're never going to be just alone. You'll find the perfect one for you. Still, I do talk to you a lot of guys who are very aggressive. They downgrade you. The first thing, the minute you say hello, they're like, they'll start approaching you in a very rude, aggressive way. They'll call you, you're a slut, you're a bitch, you're a cunt, you're nothing, you're no one, you're worthless, you're just a woman. I mean, 45 minutes of that, all you hear is just negative talk. There's also those guys who are extremely sweet. So when you get that aggressive callers versus the sweet ones are like, oh, you're so amazing, you're so beautiful, you sound sexy, I bet you anything you have a lot of boyfriends, oh, I wish, you know, you could be my girlfriend. And they sweet talk you and you're like, wait a minute, I'm experiencing two different worlds of personalities out here. It does affect me. In the beginning, it did a lot. time to time it will bother me because sometimes they're really aggressive, but I'm able to understand and separate from fantasy and reality. So now I've like literally built a wall where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to help them. I'm going to give them what they want, but I'm not going to let them get to me because it's not worth it. I'm talking to strangers over here. At the end of the call, of every call, I'm winning. So with that mentality, it helps me cope with every types of different callers. I would say you have to be really open-minded. You have to know how to separate fantasy with reality, because when you're on the phone, it's not about you. It has never been about you. It's never going to be about you. It's always about these guys. My goal is to milk every call. That's what I always say. I used to do a mentor. Like sometimes the company would do, the top agents would talk to, you know, other agents to give them advice, to motivate them, to pump them up. And I would always tell them, you got to milk every call. It's their fantasy, not your reality. Once you understand this, allow yourself to, you know, adapt to that, because it is going to be a little challenging in the beginning. You can't give up. That's just any job. But you have to understand there's a lot of pros versus cons. Like you're working from home, talking to strangers, making money. And this company is legit. Like it's real. It sounds too good to be true. Sometimes, you know, the other companies are like, oh, we're going to give you, you know, you can set your pay rate. You're going to make a lot of money. But and then you're waiting for like 4 or 5 hours just to take one call. This company, you can't get a break because it's back to back to back. That's why you have the ability to make amazing money. Because I could be the best talker on the phone, right? Phone sex operator. But if there's no calls, how am I going to make money?
So who's calling up for phone sex? One of the interesting things about dialing a number like Angelica's is that the man is as much a part of it as she is, and everyone is acting.
90% of the time, honestly, I don't even think these guys, when they say who they are, is real. I know that they're acting as well. They're calling a private service for a reason, meaning they can be anyone they want to be. The same thing with me. I'm building a character. That's not who I am on the phone. I'm completely a different person in real life. And I feel like that's exactly who they are too. They're playing a character, honestly, that it's suppressed inside of them. That's why, to me, I feel like I am doing a favor to society. Why? I'd rather for these guys to come on the phone and act so many different characters and open up to me than for them not to have anywhere to go and suppress it, and it starts boiling up, boiling up, boiling up. And then since they have nowhere to go, guess what's going to happen? They're going to act on it. So they are playing a character and they're kind of releasing the steam. I don't know if that makes sense. Both him and I were acting. This is an acting job. I'll ask the guy, oh, so how big are you? The first thing they say is, oh, I have a 10-inch cock. I know for a fact it's not 10. He probably has like an average, but that's the first thing they say. They just want to create a character that I'm, you know, they're different than who they really are. Just like me, I'm creating characters that I'm not. But the difference between them and me, is I'm just doing it for the money. They are paying. So some of the fantasies that they come up with, it's in their head. I'm just playing along with their fantasies, but they're the ones who come up with the characters and the fantasies. Sometimes they'll tell you what they want to talk about. So since they're the paying customers, I always say it's in them. They want to talk about this. They have the curiosity. So just open up to me. I'd rather for you to talk to me than to do it.
Men aren't exactly known for lasting a long time in the bedroom, but phone sex calls can go on for hours. And the kind of conversations that Angelica has with her clients can vary wildly.
Depending on what type it is, obviously you have to, again, separate fantasy with reality. But of course, most of these guys, they just ask you to touch yourself, or sometimes they'll tell you, oh, a golden shower, like pee all over me. So I always am prepared with a cup and a bottle of water. So you kind of have to pretend that you're doing it. Look, they know it's not real, honestly.
And one time I did try to go pee literally, and I just felt weird about it. And it just didn't feel right. I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop doing that because that's a little too bit. But I know a lot of people, they don't care. They don't mind. I'm not judgmental. That's fine with me. But I always have a cup and water because that's pretty popular. I don't know why, but these guys request for a woman to pee on their chest. So I would pour a bottle of water in the cup to make it sound like I'm peeing. Or they'll ask, you know, if you have a dildo, a vibrator, or obviously give them a blowjob. So when you're doing a blowjob, you have to be very animated, I guess. You have to make a lot of sounds. I do have a dildo at home, so I have to pretend I'm sucking. Well, I am sucking the dildo to make it sound real.
There's one caller who wants to impregnate everyone and their grandmas. His name is Jim. I know that's not his name. It's a character he's built to, but he wants to impregnate you. He wants you to have his babies. He wants to describe in details how he's going to get you pregnant. It doesn't matter how old you are, if you're 18, 25, 60, 70, 80, it doesn't matter. He wants to get you pregnant. He wants to spread his seed in every woman. He wants to have 500, 600 kids. That's one caller that I get all the time. And his name is Jim. I do have another caller who's very unique. His name is Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim, basically, he just wants to be humiliated. He tells me about how small his penis is and the things that he can't do because it's so tiny. So sometimes he wants me to just tell him, oh, that's disgusting. Like, how are you going to satisfy me? Having a 1-inch penis, like, you're not even a man, dude. Like, it's better for you to go get surgery, a plastic surgery, to have a big, long, juicy penis. Like, how are you going to satisfy anyone? I hope your tongue is longer. That's the humiliation they want to go through. And they're like, I know, I'm so sorry. And there's guys who are just, like I said, we just have normal conversation. I do have a caller who wants me to pretend that I'm a fat squirrel jumping from one tree to another. In the beginning, I was like, okay. A fat squirrel? Like, what does a regular squirrel sound like jumping from one tree? Now I have to pretend I'm a fat squirrel. I don't know. It's his fantasy. I told him to throw me a nut. I was like, just throw me a nut. You know, feed me. I'm in your backyard. I'm always, you know, jumping from one tree to another looking for you because you always feed me. That got him off for 45 minutes.
When you think about it, there's actually a lot of crossover between podcasting and phone sex. I can't turn on my sexy voice like Angelica can. To be honest, I don't even know if I have one. But the intimacy of both mediums, that sense of having someone's voice right in your ear, seems to add something that a lot of people miss in their lives. For our guest Angelica, getting into phone sex has opened up a whole new world.
In the beginning, when I started doing this, after I would get off the phone, if I would go to the grocery store or to the mall or wherever I would go, if I would see a man, I would start overanalyzing in my head. Okay. Is this that guy that wanted to have a fantasy about, you know, having sex with his car? Or is this man who had a fantasy of being intimate with an underage? Wait, is this guy, possibly this guy can be, you know, the guy who wants to rape women? In the beginning, I went through that process of kind of being afraid of men. I started profiling everyone, all the men. And then little by little, as I started continuing doing this, I was like, wait, that's a different person. And the guys that are on the phone, that's not what they want. In real life, it's just talk. To me, it's no different than watching Game of Thrones. I mean, if there's incest, there's underage sex, there's rape on TV that the world can see it, why can't these guys call a private line and talk to me about it? So that's why I gave myself the title of, I'm kind of a phone actor / therapist. Then it started getting better. I started opening up more, stopped overanalyzing, stopped judging these guys. And, you know, sexuality-wise in my personal life, it got better. It got better, and I'm more comfortable with myself. And then I'm kinkier.
My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor at Broadly. If you're into what we're doing here at Broadly, give us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. It helps other people find us. Our producer is Sam Bonham. We'll be back next week.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.